Sports Hub headlines.
First round of the NCAA tournament is underway right now. 10 seed Oklahoma has a 35-31 lead on 7 seed Rhode Island with under a minute to go in the first half. And 3 seed Tennessee is up 15-8 on number 14 seed Wright State with 11:57 to go in the first half of that one. In the NFL, Adam Schefter reported that the Raiders are trying to finalize a deal with wide receiver Jordy Nelson today, and a source telling him the deal is going to get done. Ian Rappaport adding to that report saying if it does happen, the Raiders will then release wide receiver Michael Crabtree. Pats and Falcons are reportedly reached out to free agent running back Danny Woodhead, and certainly not the big names Patriots fans were hoping for, but Rappaport also saying that with Nate's shoulder gone, the Patriots would like to bring back one or both of Cam Fleming and Adrian Waddle. Dolphins center Mike Pouncey has requested his release from the team, and Miami is expected to grant it today. Boston Celtics falling in double OT to the Wizards of the Garden last night, 125-124. They're back at it tomorrow when they take on the Magic. And the Bruins are back in action tonight as they visit the Florida Panthers. Boston 7-1 in their last 8 games, and you can catch that matchup right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Judd Surratt, Bob Beers have the call with coverage getting underway at 7 with the Dunkin' Donuts Bruins pregame show. Sports Hub headlines sponsored by Pride Chevrolet, always the best price on the Loonway in Lynn, pridechevy.com. I'm Tim McConan, Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update, 30 minutes.
Download the new 98.5 The Sports Hub app today.
Highly underrated piece of meat.
Listen live.
I don't buy this for a second.
Podcasts, tweets, and more.
Love it.
Available in the App Store and Google Play.
It's the joy of the hot dog.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand live at the Scoreboard Sports Bar and Grill for the first day of March Madness. Game's just underway. Got a bunch of people here watching, hanging out. Great food. Oh,
good Reuben.
Oh my. Zoe and I had breakfast about 3 hours ago, and we decided to order lunch while we were here, too, because we've expended a lot of energy sitting here talking. What are you going to do? You're going to sit here and not eat? That'd be rude. I don't want to be rude. I want to, you know.
Yeah.
I want to be a good guest.
You can absorb.
That's right.
You're going to blend.
That's what we're doing.
Why do you say we're here live? Like, will we be here? Dead?
Well, let me tell you something.
We're here live. Yeah, no kidding. We're live.
I didn't bring this up after we talked to Grandy. But the last question I asked Grandy, and I asked him about Brad Stevens and whether or not he's got the trust of the players and all that. Grandy started talking as though it were edited together. And we might have to do that for my takeaway today. Just the question I asked Grandy and the first, like, 10 seconds of his answer. It sounds like an edit of something that wasn't live. And I don't think he ever actually addressed it. It was very, very odd.
So you're saying he's not even listening to your questions.
I'm saying
he's just giving you interviews.
He started thinking about something in the middle of my question, which was not a great question.
Probably wasn't.
I'll grant you that.
Yeah.
I'll grant you
that. It's been a good show. But, I mean, there's parts of the show maybe aren't so great as the others.
Right. Parts when I talk are pretty good. When you talk, maybe not so good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Somebody on Twitter, Ben Millett, says, whenever a negative on your scouting report as a basketball player is, quote, bad runner, you are in trouble. That would be in reference to one of...
The thick kid.
How
do you politely put
his name's Andre Berry. Andre Berry is a senior.
He's bad at running.
Here's the problem.
No, he's not bad at running. He just weighs so much.
Jimmy's the only guy with a white T-shirt on underneath this uniform. He's trying to hide something, okay? He's the only guy with non-cut arms.
Oh, let's go to the phones here.
I apologize, because Paul Pierce was a clunky player like that.
No. Paul Pierce wasn't like that.
Not like that, he wasn't. That's really insulting to Paul. I agree that Paul Pierce wasn't cut, but he wasn't like that.
Yeah, I mean, like Paul wouldn't elevate, but he could shoot his ass off.
Robert Tractor Trailer, maybe, back in the day.
God, couldn't stand it. You know what? We do have a March Madness call here. Blair in Maine. Go ahead, Blair.
Hey, what's going on? So here's the teams that I have. They might not win. I have Houston.
Are you going to do your bracket, Blair?
What are you calling for?
What are you doing?
I don't understand what you're calling
for. Yeah, I don't understand this either. What?
Okay, so So I want Houston beating San Diego State this tonight.
Where's
I want
McElroy?
Houston beating San Diego State, freaking Rhode happy. Island winning, and then I want Arizona winning the whole thing pretty much.
You know, okay. You know, I want the Patriots to win 13 games next year.
I want this one. Yeah. What do you
want? A hamburger? I want a cheeseburger.
I want
a hot dog.
But
$50
is most
kid picks his nose.
I want to be over there drinking a beer with you guys, but I'm not doing that either.
All right. Oh, come on, Blair.
Was that a custom Magpie salute, that musical lead into this segment?
It's Maine. It's always Maine, isn't it?
He started giving us his bracket.
I don't understand.
I've been saying this for
the call screener said?
It said March Madness.
Who's screening calls?
I don't know. Probably the captain.
The captain's got to be better.
I think it's not the captain's fault.
A-game McElroy.
Maybe he just said he wanted to talk March Madness. I don't know. I do know this. Nobody cares about your bracket. And I don't mean this to you specifically, Blair. I mean everybody. Zo, you got a bracket? I don't care.
No.
I don't care if you do or don't.
I would tell you who I wanted to win, though.
No. You can do that. That is the only acceptable thing to talk about. You start talking about your bracket. Oh, it's like, I just need this to come through, and I'll have 12 of that. No, no, no. Nobody cares about your bracket.
Nobody
cares about mine. Nobody cares about yours. We don't do no bracket talk.
I told you something back in January when I had the pleasure to see my man Gene Steratore again doing one of our games. That's what you've been up to, Gene. I saw you on TV this week. He was doing he does college basketball.
Okay.
So it overlaps with the NFL stuff. He said, I'll tell you right now. That Michigan State team, they can win the whole thing. That Michigan State team is big. They're athletic. He goes, I haven't seen a team come out of there like that in a long time. And they won there. He said, they're going to win the whole thing.
All right.
So ride Michigan State, people.
Okay, good. I like it.
I told you that.
Thank you. Let's go to Fred.
I called it.
Fred in Florida. Maybe it's Fred Toucher. Maybe he went on vacation. Go ahead, Fred.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Fred.
First of all, I want to start off and let you know that the app that you guys have is phenomenal. I just moved down here to Florida. I moved down here to Florida in Tampa area, and it works great. It's right up to the point. There's no delay or anything like that, so it works great.
Love it.
Second thing is I would love to see Danny Woodhead come back to the past. I think he came on with Edelman, right? He came at the same time that Edelman came, or maybe a year after. So, but Danny Woodhead would be a great add-on, I think. And I'm kind of worried about the Bills getting A.J. McCarron. I think that's a team that we should worry about this year. Taylor, right? And
okay.
They brought on A.J. McCarron.
So, yeah, but I mean, it's going to be different for them. You know, you go away from a running quarterback and I thought Taylor was effective at times, and there were times where he really got into trouble. And that could also be poor coaching and asking a guy to do what he can't do. But, I mean, I wouldn't be too worried about McCarron. It could be functional, like Josh McCown with the Jets. That's kind of like one of those type signings. You wanted to do one of those little let's revisit the AFC quarterback situation.
I think we
AFC
could.
AFC East.
I think we could.
Yeah.
It's worth a
mention.
Let's do
that
now.
Real quick here. Yeah.
You want to do it right now?
Well, what time? Yeah, we can do it right now.
Okay. All right. So this is all predicated on the fact that we're thinking like, maybe Cousins is going to be in the AFC East. You know, there's all these different things to consider up until a couple of weeks ago. Now we got a better idea. So
first time at the start of the year in 3 years where your backup is not better than the other three quarterbacks in the AFC East anymore.
And that's important to mention. It's not so much about Brady. It's about you got Brady and Brian Hoyer. That's where we start with the Patriots. So that is a significant change to start 2018 than in years past. All right.
Right.
Do you want to go?
I still think it's good. You know, Teddy Bridgewater with the Jets could be interesting.
Josh McCown and Teddy Bridgewater with the Jets.
I mean, Teddy hasn't played in a while. He's coming back from a horrific leg injury.
Yep.
But if he's right, I mean, he can move around a little bit, be effective, pick up third downs. I like Bridgewater as a player. I mean, that gives them some depth. You got experience there, both guys.
The Bills,
they've somewhat addressed their situation.
A little bit. The Bills have A.J. McCarron and Nathan Peterman.
Peterman. Where's Peterman?
And again, both the Jets and Bills likely will draft, could be looking at drafting a quarterback.
I still think Buffalo's fourth in your division.
With A.J. McCarron.
Because you got Tannehill coming back in Miami.
That's right. But this is just the quarterback. Ooh. Because what they're doing down in Miami.
What if Miami drafts, what the hell's his name?
I don't know.
Oklahoma, Jim. Jesus. Baker Mayfield.
Oh.
What if they draft Baker Mayfield? They have Baker Mayfield and Tannehill. It's a pretty good combination.
I mean, it'd be a hell of a combination if you can play both, but you're going to
find... You lost your center. You lost Jarvis Landry.
Right. You can find yourself in a situation like the Patriots had. It's like, oh, we got two quarterbacks. Not the type of team that has, if you have two quarterbacks, you have none. No, we have two legit quarterbacks.
Yeah.
What good does that do you? Mm. All it does is cause headaches and problems. Forces you to trade them to a team on the other side of the country for a low draft pick and have everybody kill you for it.
Right.
There's not much good that can come out of having two legit quarterbacks on your roster.
Yeah.
There really isn't. Let's go to Frank in New Hampshire. Frank.
Frank.
Go ahead. You're on with Hardy and Zoe. What's up?
What's up, Frankie?
Hey, how's it going? Long time, first time.
Good.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
Hey, Zoe.
Hey, Frank.
You interviewed the coach right before kickoff.
Correct.
On your radio, right? And
yes.
You said, specifically, you said, hey, coach, I know your dad's not here for this one, but he was here for the other one. He goes, what do you think your dad would say if he was here right now? And Coach Belichick said, have your game plan, stick with your game plan, and don't change a thing. And that's where Bill already had in his mind Malcolm Butler, and that's why he never changed his mind.
That is fantastic retention on your part.
It's really good.
It's verbatim what I asked him. Last question.
You're talking to the coach right before kickoff? Is that when that happens?
No.
Okay.
No, it was the day before, though.
But
before the game.
To Frank's point.
Day before the game in his office. Game plan's in.
That was his mindset. Yeah. That was Belichick's mindset, at least what he told you.
Stick to your convictions, your game plan.
Right.
You ready? I think he said play Patriot football.
Well, Frank, it is a good point. It's great retention on your part, and I heard that, too. I don't think anyone's accusing Bill Belichick of a lack of stubbornness. Stubbornness is what kept him from putting Malcolm Butler in late in that game to try and get a stop.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to continue our broadcast here from the scoreboard. You're welcome to join us both in person or on the phone. 617-779-0985. March Madness.
Yep, tap that app.
Do that too. Hardy and Zoe on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
So I want Houston beating San Diego State.
Zoe and the Beatles. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Lola Cooper-Craft.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is like the preamble to the sneaky best sports week of the year, which starts with Final Four weekend, Championship Monday, opening day, opening night in Major League Baseball, leading into the Masters, because we just watched the video of Tiger Woods draining a 70-foot birdie putt to, I don't know, stay near or take the lead at the Arnold Palmer Invitational.
I just want to see him.
And he's also the favorite to win the Masters.
I want to see him step on Spieth's throat. I just want that to happen so bad. Badly.
The one thing I will say, though, is you said he got pissed when he left that birdie putt short on 18 at the Valspar last weekend. The one thing I will say is that afterward, when he's going around and he's talking to Snedeker, his playing partner, and the caddies and stuff, almost gregarious, right? Like, he's back because he got pissed, but he's not like crazy obsessive.
Right. It's almost a balance. Jim just said after he hit that 75-footer, look at him. He's having fun. He's smiling.
Yes, he laughed.
He's enjoying it. That tells you he's feeling good.
Loose.
He knows his game's back. He's going to take and at that point, and everything he's been through, you got to talk to people through this, right? Life coaches, mental coaches.
Sure.
All these guys have golf because, already you know this, that game could make or break you in a matter of one match.
Oh, yeah. Psychologically.
One front nine or one back nine, you're
brutal.
Either in or you're dead.
Term of the week, having fun.
Yeah, balance the good with the bad.
Yeah, just want to have fun.
Don't make it
be
madness.
Free.
Right.
Yeah.
Look at this. This is like degenerate lunch here. This is crazy.
Thank you.
All these gamblers.
We had
Uh-oh. Everybody in here is gambling.
Steak tips. No, we had Zoe and I split a sandwich after we had breakfast here anyway.
Yeah, too much.
And just a couple of wings. So
Jim sucked the big one down.
Well, I think it's Jim didn't have breakfast. Zoe and I showed up here at the scoreboard in Woburn. We had breakfast right away. And then we waited a few hours, and we split a sandwich for lunch, which I thought, A, was adorable that you would do that with me.
Of course.
And B,
I'm up for splitting things.
I think it showed some restraint on our part with all this food around here. It's
You're a big splitter, though. You like splitting.
Right. See, we got in this discussion after the Denver week. Remember when I came back so pissed off?
You want some dessert?
No. Right. No. No. This happened in Denver with the big dinner that I left 2 hours and 45 minutes into it prior to dessert being ordered because they were going to order it. And we came back to talked about eating etiquette. And I told you, I said, we get these neighbors. One of the guys is a big food guy, and he's a big sharer. He likes to split things. Everybody take it. The other guy's like, you even look at my plate. Yeah, cut your hand
and
off.
And you are more on the side of, I like the entertainment value
because they can't stand each other so much that they continue to push their, you know, if you're Republican or Democrat. There's no middle.
Okay.
You're not going to convince either guy to do the other. And it's funny.
But
it's funny
how people are. You definitely go to the side of don't touch my plate.
I love big meals. I love huge meals.
Right.
But I can get tired of that meal. Like, you bring a massive plate of spaghetti and meatballs, I'm going to enjoy it.
Well, you and I didn't order two separate things have half each. We just split one sandwich.
But halfway through,
I thought it was nice.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of a nice moment for us. Let's go to your phones here. We'll go to Paul in Grafton, talking about the Patriots and the offseason. Go ahead, Paul. What do you got for us?
That's why you rock, Hottie. You know, I forgot all about Bay Hill this weekend. I'm psyched, man. If Tiger could win it, Arnie's tournament, that'd be so cool. Hey, you going to be down there this summer, Hottie, down in Norton?
Yeah, we'll be down there for the what is now the Dell Technologies Championship, sure.
You look like you were having so much fun last year in that 95-degree heat in that little sports hub booth. It was cool.
You know, believe it or not, I was. So, ha, ha, ha.
Hey, so, you know, I'm not too happy with these acquisitions, man. Burkhead, Hammerhead, Cementhead. I mean, really.
It's all Burkhead.
So what's it going to take to get Sue down here in Foxborough? How much money? What's he looking at?
I don't know.
No idea.
So he's already made $60 million on the first 3 years. So he had signed a 6-year $115 million. So he's thinking
he's not coming here.
He's thinking like the next 3 years he should be making $55 million, right?
I want him here. He's not coming here. I want him here.
I would say that's where you start.
Yeah.
To just rush a quarterback, that kind of money. That's crazy.
I don't know. I mean, we never thought Revis would come here, right? So I say, you know, let's ease off a little here. So the quick decision of, well, this guy can't play, or he only wants money. Revis is the biggest mercenary in the game.
Right.
They found a way to make that work, and it worked out.
If we get another giant, Scott, if we get another giant like Seymour, you know, rushing a quarterback, that's huge.
And this guy, and if Bill can remember what it was like here with Seymour, he loved Seymour. Seymour was not a nice guy. Richard's very nice now.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about on off the field, but Richard was there to play ball. And if he got pissed off, that dude could wreck a game, man.
Yep.
And
for sure.
He allowed Bruschi and McGinnis, all those guys, to sort of get a lot of one-on-ones. Richard was always getting doubled. The numbers didn't show up because of sacks and this and that. But Richard Seymour was your best lineman.
For sure.
Like, Vince Wilfork is in the Patriot Hall of Fame. Richard Seymour is a Hall of Famer type player.
Gotcha.
That's a big difference.
I love Vince. Let's go to William in Boston. Oh, he knows why Butler didn't go in.
William. We got Willie.
Why?
How you doing? I think Belichick didn't want to put in there because he wants to stick it to Brady. Make Brady score 42 points to win the Super Bowl.
Yes. Yeah, there it is.
Number two is that...
I would have just changed the protection scheme to get him killed if I wanted to do that. I mean, why?
I would say something, but the phrase, do your job... I didn't see him go to the sideline one time and chew them defensive guys out because they were scoring every drive. Correct?
You know why? Their heads are spinning. They didn't have an answer for anything Philadelphia did. They got caught on the fly. They couldn't adapt. Or maybe they wanted to adapt, but they were told they can't put somebody in to adapt to it. There's all these things in play. And I've been here and I've seen them, and I know exactly what you're talking about when – Bill would snap, or Patricia would snap, or a player would snap, and they couldn't take what they were witnessing anymore. They were playing such dog, you know, it's like dogs chasing cars out there. And it's, you know, the one that threw the loop for him was the touchdown pass to Foles, the illegal formation.
Oh, stop it with your illegal formation.
No, but I'm saying that. You hit a play like that, and you're up against a coach now that's going for it. That was fourth down. Don't forget. You're not kicking a field goal there. So all of a sudden now you're saying, we need six instead of three, and we're going to run a trick play to do it. Now we got your head spinning like crazy.
Yeah.
Your head wasn't only spinning before this. Now it's like, holy Jesus, what's next?
Yeah, it was your head spinning in a spirit breaker.
We're playing catch up with an ineffective front. Again, look at the front. Go back and watch the LeGarrette. If you want to get a kick out of the lack of a run-stuffing defense, go back and watch the horrific angles and attempts at tackling LeGarrette Blount on his touchdown scamper. I think it was a 21-yarder, 27, whatever. It's just a little bounce-off tackle. Watch the Landon Roberts on that. You talk about chickens with their heads cut off. It's almost like you cut the chicken's head off to point it one way and let just go run into the wall. Go. Pick your angle and go. I don't want to live like that.
No. Let's do this, though, because we haven't talked about Karen Garrigan yet. And a column she wrote today in the Boston Herald.
Almost broke her arm in a media football game last year.
Last year?
She went around an in-cut.
What'd you do?
She goes, just bring it. Throw it. And I hit her right in the forearm with it. She put her hand up and I hit her right in the forearm. And I thought I killed her. Hey, you want to play football? You play football. You know what I mean?
Why don't you take it easy? Why don't you go easy for once in your life?
Because Kern was being such a prick on the other side, you know, because he was offended that I was there to take some throws away from him. He's like the media steady quarterback guy.
So,
So it's me versus him, and we're gonna light him up.
Okay. Yep. Did you win?
I left early. I don't even know.
Were you getting paid?
No.
But that's why you left early.
Yeah.
Okay. Karen Garrigan says, do players still want to come play for the Patriots?
We're going to talk about that next?
We are going to talk about that next because I think it's something we got to talk about at this point. 617-779-0985. Get ready to hop on and join us on the phones. Or even better, yeah, come and join us here at the Scoreboard Sports Bar and Grill in Woburn.
Score all day.
Zoe and I are broadcasting live. Tim McCone with your Hub headlines here on 98.5 The
live.
Sports Hub. Shut up.
Sports Hub headlines.
First round of the NCAA tournament is underway in the second half. 10-seed Oklahoma has a 42-38 lead on 7-seed Rhode Island. Meanwhile, at the half, Tennessee is up 33-24 on 14-seed Wright State. In the NFL, Adam Schefter reporting that the Raiders are trying to finalize a deal with wide receiver Jordy Nelson today. A source telling him that the deal is going to get done. Ian Rappaport adding to that, saying that if it does in fact happen, the Raiders will then release Michael Crabtree. Pats and Falcons have reportedly reached out to free agent running back Danny Woodhead, and certainly not the big names Patriots fans are looking for, but Rappaport also says that with Nate Solder gone, the Patriots would like to bring back both Cam Fleming and Adrian Waddle. Dolphins center Mike Pouncey has requested his release, and Miami is expected to grant it today. Celtics, meanwhile, falling in double overtime to the Wizards at the Garden last night, 125-124. Marcus Morris, 31 points in the loss for Boston. Celtics visit the Magic tomorrow. Bruins are back in action tonight as they visit the Florida Panthers. You can catch that game right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Judd Surratt, Bob Beers have the call with coverage getting underway at 7 with the Dunkin' Donuts Bruins pregame show. Sports Hub headlines brought to you by MassachusettsCosmetic.com, offering a huge New Year's special on testosterone replacement therapy and Gaines Wave treatments. Call 877-577-5476. I'm Tim McCone, Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update, 30 minutes.
Here we go. We've got McGee Madness going on all month long. 2018 Chevy Silverado LT Double Cab. Up to 14 grand off. McGeeChevy.com and rate them. Find new roads. Ready?
Hey, New England, it's Tom Brady here. Are you up for a challenge?
I know we are. Join us.
Ride, run, or walk with us from Boston to Cape Cod in support of Best Buddies and their mission to change the lives of individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Together, we'll help amazing people like Katie here get a job, become a leader, and make lifelong friendships. We'll see you at the finish line.
Enjoy professional massages, a lobster clam bake, and a beachside concert presented by Pepsi and the Shaw's and Star Market Foundation. Sign up today at bestbuddieschallenge.org.
Miller Lite is the original light beer, and we'll always brew it to have more taste, with only 96 calories and 3.2 carbs. Because we believe that if you compromise on taste, you can taste the compromise. Miller Lite. Hold true.
Great beer, great responsibility. 2018 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces. Less than 1 gram protein, 0 grams fat.
Introducing the new Samsung Galaxy S9 with a camera that's able to adapt like the human eye from bright light to low light. It's not just a camera, it's the camera reimagined. And this Friday, Verizon and Samsung are celebrating the Galaxy S9 in Boston with an exclusive event featuring football player Julian Edelman. If you're one of the first 100 guests to visit the Verizon store at 745 Boylston Street, you'll receive priority access. Don't miss out. This Friday, get the incredible Samsung Galaxy S9 on America's best network and meet Julian Edelman at Verizon on Boylston Street in Boston. Visit 98.5thesports.com for rules.
This is a citizen's perspective on how refinancing student debt can help you reach your potential.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Cooper played for the Lakers and he had that headband and the high socks and the short shorts.
The Rhode Island players are wearing short shorts. A couple of them are out there wearing like...
What are they doing?
I mean, they're...
Oh, thunder dunk!
I thought you were going to say they're onto something by not defending the paint at all.
No, that's... That I don't agree with.
They're not a very sound team.
And they're not full-on grape squeezers, but they are much shorter than what is now considered to be the standard basketball short. Yeah. And I think it allows for more movement.
Yeah. You got kids trying to do the behind-the-back passes, trying to get all fancy, throws out of bounds.
Again, not down with that, just the shorter shorts. I think it's a good thing.
I can't stop watching it.
Now we've gotten into full-on watching TV mode here at the scoreboard.
It's okay. Sounds good for radio.
The show's going to suffer. This is...
What did you tease we were talking about?
We were going to talk about Karen Garigan. Yeah. Very good. Who you almost broke her arm with a pass in the media game. Is there any video of it somebody on Twitter wants to know?
Probably.
All right. Well, if we could find that would be great.
Hot route! Red 7!
Hot route! Hot route! Guy came over from Duxbury, said he appreciated me dunking on the cops. He was at that game.
What game?
Thunder Dunks. I play in a celebrity games. Traveling game.
That's a different game from you hitting Karen Garigan with a pass.
Yeah, I'm just showing you how multifaceted you get.
Oh, you're multi-sport.
Thunder dunks.
Okay, all right. Don't mix the message, please. Now, Karen says in the Herald today, some pretty important Patriots have left this week for the money. Huge money. It's true. The Patriots have their way of doing business. Mm-hmm. It's primarily about not overspending. The question we should be asking now, after watching Nate Solder, Danny Amendola, Deion Lewis, and Malcolm Butler exit, is whether Foxborough still is that destination. The destination that relies on its reputation, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, the idea of winning the next one. That's what she asked in her column. Or is the perception of the franchise changing because of the drama that has played out during the past year to the point where some of the team's desired targets might stay away? Getting a sense that that could be a thing that's developing around the league right now? Solomon Wilcox said there's always been the notion that when you go to New England, you don't go to get paid, you go to get rings. Around the NFL, this guy, Butler, did everything he was supposed to do for that organization. He pulled himself up by the bootstraps, turned himself into a player, and gets benched? What happens now? Players look at coaches and teams, and now they're saying, wait a minute.
So did Malcolm just say in his little talk with Jeff Howell that Bill's been doing this for years and he did it 4 years ago in Super Bowl 49? Took a veteran out, put a rookie in, undrafted rookie.
Did the veteran play in that game?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's your difference.
There's your
Somebody's
difference.
Hiding something. You know what I mean? It's too much of an acceptance here. You know what's going to be interesting here for this whole luster thing? And obviously, it's not dead because you still have Brady and Belichick, right? That's really the demise of it, when they lose those guys. It's going to be interesting based on Tom versus Time and how Gautam Chopra continues to accentuate the ending of it, that Tom's older. He has different responsibilities, different concerns. is a wife that wants the family, him to be around the family a little bit more. And it's her time. And, you know, whether you're reading into these Instagram posts, Facebook posts, capitalization of letters to stress-free, that's kind of what we're doing here, right, with Gronkowski. I've heard it all day, yesterday, and today. It's going to be interesting to see where the amount of time and where number 12 and number 87 spend here in the offseason. Like, they could be local.
Right.
Are they going in every day? Are they with Dwayne Allen? Like, Dwayne Allen's every day. We have the report. He's in there lifting. Like, Ian Rappaport last week had the report. Rob Gronkowski is working out. Good news for Patriots fans. He's working out at TB12 Sports.
It's going to be under so much more scrutiny this year, though, because...
But that elimination of Alex from the locker room and that divide is going to see who you sign with. You know, that's... You're picking sides. Is that what you're doing?
Right. The thing with Gronkowski before was, didn't care if he was at OTAs or if he was at camp, because we just operated with the belief that they were holding him out, and he wasn't going to play in preseason games either. Just, you know, we'll see Gronkowski week one of the regular season, right? He's going to be fine. He was always dealing with injuries.
Jim,
he was coming off last year, but now everything's going to be under the microscope.
What week was that? That weird post game where Gronk's like, yeah, I'm effective, but I don't feel anywhere near the way I think I should feel. It's like I'm not at 100%. And it's like he was, I don't know. He's like strained. He felt strained, like he wasn't getting there.
Was that before the Wickersham article came out, or right around the same time, maybe?
About that, I don't know. Like, I can't chronicle it, you know, as far as the timeline. But I thought it was like mid-season, where he's like not up and running yet, but he looked good to me. I just thought that was odd. I don't know.
There's two more quotes in the Green Game piece from Solomon Wilcots that I want to share. The Eagles, the Jaguars, there's other teams now people are looking at, he said. Some people are looking at the Patriots and saying maybe they're at the end of their run. It's players, agents, because one thing the Patriots never had to worry about was their chemistry or distractions. Well, that's not really true anymore.
Oh, really? So now all of a sudden, you get a leader like Tom Coughlin down there at Jacksonville who runs a more stringent ship, a tighter ship than Bill Belichick. Here's what's going on with Jacksonville. We laughed at that team 5 years ago. Why? Because they stunk. And what they end up doing? They end up drafting guys in the top 10 picks for the last 5 years. So now all of a sudden you're starting to get young and good because you're talented. When you suck for a long time, unlike Cleveland, who picks at the top of the draft every year, they miss on guys. Jacksonville's hit on their draft picks. Those draft picks are damn good that they got. They get a quarterback that can function. They get two corners that are the best combo in the league, and their linebackers can run. They're young and athletic, and what else do they have? Money to spend. Philadelphia was young, and they rebuilt, right? They had the draft number. They drafted Wentz at the top of the draft. Like, there's reasons these teams and players are going there. They're attractive for young players, and they have money. The system's been it's been built the same here for 20 years. You know, the pattern doesn't change. But it did change that 1 year with Revis. Like, Bill would never do that. Go out and get a guy like Darrelle Revis. Like, what happened on Super Bowl Sunday? It's going to make him make some sort of move like that to maybe go acquire a guy like Ndamukong Suh. So I'm just saying, don't shut the door on Sue because of the Revis mercenary signing.
I'm glad you said that, because that speaks to the last quote. Wilcott said, Brady can still be great, but it ain't good enough. Brady played the game of the ages. That's what gets lost. He threw for 500 yards, no interceptions. Are you kidding me? Yeah. And it wasn't good enough to win?
Yeah.
A quarterback can't play any better. He isn't the problem, but there are bigger problems.
Yeah.
And maybe one of those problems is on the defense, and you would consider a guy like Ndamukong Suh.
Right.
I still don't think they're going to get him, though, because
I don't either.
That's just way too much money. I think you have to consider what Karen Garigian was writing about and what you know, her interviewee was talking about, in that there's guys looking around the league now saying, I don't know. That's a place that's supposed to be all about football, no distractions. Looks like there's plenty of distractions there, just like everywhere else. Maybe I'll just go somewhere and get paid. It's, you know, it's...
A lot of these guys are getting paid. There's a reason these four guys left, because they got guaranteed money, good guaranteed money.
And that's what it's ultimately going to boil down to.
Did they?
More often than not, even before, even going back a couple of years, the guys who took less money to play for the Patriots, we talk about it like it's a thing. It was a rarity. There weren't a ton of guys taking less money to play for the Patriots.
No, I mean, you get your Bruschi who represents himself. He's
Amendola.
Saving money. I mean, that's. But Amendola, like,
Amendola was there and he took.
Is Amendola taking 66 snaps a game on offense? No.
Yeah.
And Amendola found a nice niche here because you had all these other guys that would play, and you had Gronkowski, and you had Edelman, and everybody, and Edelman could sort of develop as a role player. And you know what? Playoff time, I'm going to turn it up. Third down, I'm going to turn it up. It's going to be interesting to see how he reacts in Miami.
All right, let's grab one more call here, and then we'll step aside, get ready for takeaways. Josh in Whitensville, what's up?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hi.
Just wanted to call. There's a lot of Patriot fans that are upset talking about the Patriots don't spend, or even you talking about Ndamukong Suh. But the Patriots' salary cap, I think, is only about $23 million left right now, and I know that they historically like to leave some cushion there for any possible emergency, like somebody goes down, they got to make a midseason trade. They have to acquire the second half of that salary for that year. So bringing in a guy like Sue to eat up would arguably be, what, a third or a half of that available cap space when they need a left tackle, when they need a lot of other
like corner. Two-thirds of available cap space.
Oh, I think it's going to be more
Here's
than
the
that.
Thing, too. If you really want him in and you're going to pay the money like you had to pay, you rework deals. You go to Brady. Say, okay, hey, remember that extension we thought we were going to get done last year? Let's tack on another 2 years. Let's do something with your first year. It's guaranteed to where you maneuver the cap. Don't think that's a hard $23 million under. That thing can move.
Okay? Oh, yeah. Oh,
you
yeah.
You can pop a trade. You can do whatever you want. Cut somebody. But, yeah, you can make that move if you want.
Let's step aside. We'll get ready for today's takeaways. Apparently something just happened in the Rhode Island, Oklahoma
Rhodey
game.
Just hit two threes to take a five-point lead.
There we go.
Oh, jeez. Jim's all excited. Madness.
8:40 left in the second half.
Did they come back from break, that last break, the Oklahoma band? Were they playing You Can Call Me Al?
I heard the song. I don't know where it was coming from. Yeah.
Bam, bam.
Ba-dun,
what school band nowadays in 2018 is going to play You Can Call Me Al? Like, when the hell would you ever hear
that?
You
want to fire the crowd up? You play a little Paul Simon from the Great
Band.
No,
you really don't.
You really do?
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
Is it easy to play as an instrument?
Dun, 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 dun.
It's redundant.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, you don't have to learn a lot. Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
You want some quick NFL news before you go
sure.
to commercial?
What do you got?
Browns are releasing cornerback Jason McCourty. That could be a fit.
Didn't they try that
once
before?
Did he go to Rutgers, too?
Didn't they try that once before?
No.
No, they were.
We talked
there
about
There was a rumor they might sign him, but he never.
But they didn't. But no. Okay.
The money was too good.
They
right?
weren't really working on it. Okay.
Right.
All right. Well, we'll cover that briefly on the other side. Zolak and Bertrand Hardy and for Beetle here at the scoreboard.
Zolak and Bertrand. Midday on 98.5 The Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand at the Scoreboard Sports Bar and Grill. Yeah. Say live. Hardy in for Beetle, even though we are live.
Today's takeaway is brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life. Check it out. Waken180weightloss.com.
Billy Jaffe joined us today. And
he did.
I love Billy, and I love talking hockey with him. Sometimes, and I admit this, though, I go a little overboard. And it's not just me or Billy who is always saying, I don't want to get too technical on the radio about talking about the X's and O's, but sometimes the callers get a little too inside hockey too.
Who was it that took the fall? I'm sorry, was it the defenseman?
No, you're talking about Brad Marchand and his ability to turn.
It's because you know his skating ability and his radius that he uses on his skates, he's got just amazing turning radius. Really,
yeah, turning
sharp.
All the time.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, you know how this works. It's like each player, when you get to that level, like I'm a skate sharpener, so certain guys want their skates, their radius is smaller or longer, depending on their position and how they play. Do you think that it had anything to do with maybe the way they were preparing in between periods? Do you think he lost an edge, or do you just think that it was just the
No. He uses a radius, a tight radius in general.
Skate sharpening calls only now until 2 o'clock. Okay, so you moaned twice during the call as it happened, and you moaned again during the playback of it.
Skate shopping.
I'm a skate shopping.
Is that like the guy
Jaffe,
that...
I didn't catch it live. Jaffe sneakily knew what kind of skates this guy used. That,
of course
that,
he did.
That used.
And this is where I learned. Like, I always thought like...
It's like Zoe knowing the kind of cleats a guy's wearing.
Yeah. It's like... I thought everybody used the same skate and just sharpened them like skis, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like you take your own skate and get your skis sharpened. Get the edges done and get them waxed.
It's not something that you... I think you have to be playing at a relatively high level, something I've never even approached before. You really have to start thinking about what your blade is like. Oh, it should be something more than you just get from, you know, sports, et cetera. You know, just walk in, I'm like, oh, Bowers, they're on sale. Let me try them on. They feel good. Thank you. I'll take them. So apparently a lot more to it. So that's mine. Zoe, what do you have?
You know, we get calls every day here, and sometimes you get some ones from, you know, outside the area in general. Maybe up in Vermont, New Hampshire, maybe down in Connecticut every once in a while. Well, it is bracket. It is bracketology. Everybody has their brackets they're filling out.
Did we ask for bracket calls?
Did we
ask for basketball calls?
We never
today?
Threw the number out to say, hey.
Call and talk about the tournament.
If you're not doing anything right now at this current time. Call us and give us your bracket.
No, never made any mention of any bracket.
So we have one of the greatest calls from the Blair Witch Project up in the great state of Maine.
Yes, Blair.
Blair from Maine called to, here you go, give us his bracket for some reason.
You know what? We do have a March Madness call here. Blair in Maine. Go ahead, Blair.
Hey, what's going on? So here's the teams that I have. They might not win. I have.
Are you going to do your bracket,
what,
Blair?
What are you calling
bracket,
for?
What are you doing?
Worry.
I don't understand what you're calling.
Yeah, I don't understand this either. What?
Okay, so I want Houston beating San Diego State tonight.
Where's
I want
McElroy?
Houston beating San Diego State, Rhode Island winning, and then I want Arizona winning the whole thing pretty much.
You know, you know, I want the Patriots to win 13 games next year.
I want this one, want. Yeah.
I want a hamburger. I want a cheeseburger.
I want
a hot dog.
But I
50
don't
bucks
have it right
kid
now.
Picks his
nose. I want to be over there drinking a beer with you guys, but I'm not doing that either.
Come on, Blair.
I love Blair.
Seems like he'd be a great regular. Put it, you know, you got Blair from Maine, Paulie from Denton, Mock from Medford. All these guys. All these. God.
Something else, boy.
And then you see these guys out. You never put the voice with the body.
No. Well, listen.
It's kind of creepy, actually.
Thank you to everybody here at the scoreboard. Had a great day here.
A lot of great
food. A lot of great drinks.
The menu's great.
We
say keep pumping up because of the bar and that, but the food's really, really good here. Really good.
Sports Up Street Team did a nice job. Jim Louth on site here, and then back in the studio, Tom Morgan and the captain, Sean McElroy. I don't know who's on Felger and Maz today. I have no idea. I'm guessing it's some combination of Big Jim Murray and...
What, Jim? They hit another three?
Yes.
Jesus.
Rhodey's up 7 with 6 minutes to play.
Oh,
it's March Madness, or as Jim Lousman just tweet out,
Madness.
Madness! See you tomorrow.
See y'all tomorrow.